Hi, welcome back. I watched every minute of the presentation at NBC of the Flyers game yesterday.
Right.
I'm going to be honest with you. You know, he always attacks me and all.
Who?
On TV.
Yeah.
Now, he's here all the time. He dresses like a schlob, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Keith Jones is a good-looking man.
Well, they
don't
spend hours.
Agree? Do you agree with that?
Makeup.
Keith Jones a good-looking man now?
They have great makeup.
Yeah, they do.
No way. Ladies and gentlemen, from NBC, one of the top analysts in the game of hockey is our friend Keith Jones. Jonesy.
You're on your game.
Jonesy, seriously, I don't know if it's the lighting. You look very, very good on TV.
Yeah, I'm feeling the same vibe, buddy. I'm getting a lot of good feedback. I do look really handsome right now, I got to admit.
Yeah, you're really in your zone. All right, Jonesy, let me just start. Before we get into everything, could you describe the situation that you're calling us from today? I know you're in Connecticut. Are they protecting you? What kind of bubble are you in? Describe that.
I have my own rental car that was dropped off at the hotel, so I didn't have to have any interaction. I have a room at the Residence Inn with other members of our crew, are pretty much the only people around here in Stamford. And then you basically go from the hotel to the studio. And once you enter the studio, you go through a temperature check when you arrive, similar to what we've been doing at the radio station. And then once you pass that, if it's under, 100.4, you enter the building. There's arrows that direct you in which way you can walk. Everything that used to be two-way streets are now one-way streets, and you kind of go around the building in that way. I have my own office that no one's allowed to enter, and when I exit it for the day, I change what is a green sign that says it's sterilized to a red one that allows them to come in and clean it before I arrive there. Like today, when I walk in, it'll be all refreshed and done again. And then in the studio, you can have your mask off during the show, but we've extended the desk. I'm about 5 feet further back than I was before. And, whoever's on there with me, whether it's Tirico or Liam or Catherine, is 6 feet away from where we're at. So all the little things that have kind of gone a long way to allowing us to get back on the air.
It's great. What are your shifts like, Jonesy? How much time are you putting on the air?
Like today I'll go in, there's a noon hour game, so I'll show up there around 10:30, and then I'm on noon hour. I believe there's another game that starts at 2 o'clock, then there's another one that starts at 4, and then I do part of the game that starts at 6:30. But we do have kind of a group of us around here right now, so you're not getting killed as bad as I thought I would have when it originally was set out as far as the schedule goes. So probably about 9 or 10 hour days right now, and some will vary. I am doing some games from here as well as an analyst with Mike Tirico. I think Wednesday I have a noon hour game with him. So it's there's a variety of different things we're doing, lots of different studios. Sometimes you stand outside in front of a set that they built out there. The good news is we have a huge facility where our studios are, so we can roam around a little bit and kind of move people into different places.
Wow. It's the look of it on the screen, the way they've done it with the seats, it's phenomenal. They've got the NHL logo and it's stretched all the way across. Jonesy, I'm telling you, I watched the basketball, I've watched the baseball. Hockey's doing the best job right now coming back. Do you see it that way?
I do. You almost forget that there's nobody there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the part that is amazing to me. Like we talked about earlier, as this process was going on, the way the NHL did it, they've done it so far, fingers crossed that it continues, but it sure seems like it's going to. I know Bush described to you guys what it's been like in the bubble there. They've thought of everything. Milbury was stuck in his room for 4 days. I've never talked to the guy more in my life. He didn't know what to do anymore. So if you can stick Milbury in a room and not allow him out for 4 days and he survives it, maybe we'll get through this thing.
All right, Jonesy, everybody is pretty pleased with what they saw from the Flyers. Give me your thoughts on their first game back yesterday.
They beat a professional team. Like they beat the Bruins. And anytime you beat Boston, that was the only loss that they had prior to the break on that 10-game stretch, was a 2-0 loss to the Bruins. So Boston doesn't miss any attention to detail. So it just shows you how well-prepared the Flyers are. I didn't like seeing Michael Raffo get hurt at the end of the game, but they have enough depth, and he is a replaceable player, but he's an important player. So hopefully he's not out for too long. But their depth really came to the forefront. Their intelligence is there. The guy behind the bench deserves a lot of credit. They're ready. They're ready to play. It's been a remarkable year for them. And then to see the way they've come back, beat Pittsburgh in the exhibition game, and then easily handle the Bruins yesterday, it's a good sign. Everything's pointing in the right direction.
All right, Jonesy appraising the coach, Alain Vigneault, who I agree with. He had a. They looked like there was no five-month deficit here. They were ready. But, Jonesy, did you get to see anything that was going on with the Sixers? Because they looked horrible. Same thing. The coach didn't get them ready.
Is that the team that the guy had 53 points?
Yeah.
Yeah. And there was a fight. The Sixer players were battling. Shake Milton, the new point guard, got into a dispute with Embiid at the end of the first quarter. Isn't that indicative of bad coaching?
It's 100% indicative of that. And the number of comments that you hear about the Flyers and how well organized they are, and what a different looking team they are, it's because the coaching change has led to this. And that's one thing the Sixers have missed the entire time. So the more that it's in front of the eye, the more that they continue to fall apart, that it becomes so obvious, maybe the Sixers will actually figure it out. So it's actually a positive that in this bubble-like situation that they're collapsing in front of our eyes, because even ownership will notice that something's not right.
All right, now, as somebody with this perspective that you have, Josie, you right now are super protected by bubble thinking, protocols, that kind of stuff. How amazing is it in the midst of this that Doug Peterson got the virus? Are you shocked by that?
Not at all. Not shocked for a second, because they're still, you know, in public. It's going to happen. You know, it's unfortunate. Hopefully Doug's doing okay, but it's going to happen, and that you're seeing it in baseball. I mean, they have kids, they're out. I mean, it's no matter how well you try to protect yourself, some of us are going to get it. And it could happen to me here. It could happen to you guys there. God forbid that it does, but it's going to happen. So unless you're in a bubble, you're not going to avoid this thing.
Oh, what did you got for Jonesy? You got something?
Jonesy, do you have the Washington game tonight?
I don't think I do. What time? I think that's later
4 o'clock. Well, tell them they.
Oh, I do have it.
You have to show Alex Ovechkin's kid backhanding shots.
Okay.
I'll send it to you.
This,
I just saw this it
kid,
online.
This kid has a better backhand than you did. This kid.
Easy there, Al.
Oh, man. Josie, there's one more thing I want to play for you, because I can't believe how much I praise Gary Bettman lately. Mm-hmm. But one thing was lacking from the Flyers game, and we will not get it during this entire resumption. Gritty.
He's up there.
He is not allowed
on
the ice or anywhere near the bubble.
Oh.
And Bettman was asked about Gritty. And listen to what he said.
Why can't Gritty be in the bubble?
Testing him, I don't think we have a nasal swab that goes up his beak far enough.
Jonesy, Batman's getting lines off, Jonesy.
Yeah, he's getting a sense of humor now, too. He must be really feeling this thing. That's great. That's awesome.
All right. Next game Thursday, Jonesy, for the Flyers.
Yeah, Thursday, then Saturday, then the real stuff starts. But it's an important game for the Flyers. Try to get that home ice. It matters with Vigneault behind the bench. He knows how to use it to his advantage.
Give me one.
Keith Jones, ladies and gentlemen, is maybe covering the team and the sport that is best at what's going on. Jonesy, we miss you, man, but you're right. You're looking great. You've never looked better. You're growing into your looks.
Yeah, no, I believe I'm very handsome, but I do appreciate the help, though. It's encouraging to me hearing it from you.
All right, Jonesy. How's the food?
Very good. Very good.
Looks it.
See you later, Jonesy.
You
Keith
guys.
Jones from Connecticut, Al.
Well, whose phone was ringing there?
Hold on. That's Joe Wechter. Hey, Joe, I'm trying to do a show.
What are you doing?
Your phone was ringing so loud during Jonesy, it completely distracted you.
Here's what was going on behind the scenes. Oh. Right? My phone has never rung during the show in my life. And I don't know what to do. And I'm hitting, I'm just trying to stop it. And Billy is gesturing, hit the side button here. See this button here, Al?
The volume.
That stops. No, is that the volume?
Well, it just stops it ringing.
It stops it ringing.
Yeah.
I never knew.
Why don't you just put it on? You put it on.
So to just.
Yeah, go ahead, do that. I don't know how to do it.
I'm not touching your phone and get the virus.
And Rhea won't touch it. Nobody will touch it. So if it rings
again.
Well,
who's calling you?
No, it was spam. It was spam. It wasn't even a good call. It wasn't like somebody said,
the test came back negative,
you're great, and anything like that. All right, anyway, let's get back to the cause. I apologize for the ring in the background. Christian's out of line. Hi, Christian.
Hey, good morning, team. How's everybody today?
Well, I got to be honest with you. We're all pretty much, even Jimmy Lynam, even Billy King, not a lot of good to say about Brett Brown, about game one. How do you feel?
Well, the word that I would use is he's drowning.
Drowning.
He's in uncharted waters. They brought him in to do a certain job. He's done that job. If he did well at that job, he'd have an opportunity to coach the good players they'd get. He's had the opportunity. It's time to move on. He doesn't know what to do next. He's drowning.
You know what really ticked me off? That damn Shake Milton, all right? This young man comes out yesterday. We watch what happened. Al, could it have gone worse? I don't think it could have gone.
No,
he got 0 points.
No, it couldn't have gone worse.
19 minutes. He was awful.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't talk about it. Christian, in our city, you owe the fans an explanation for why you struggle that much. When you try to use Black Lives Matter to weasel out of a direct, valid question about your performance, that's shameful to me.
It's definitely a case of the tail wagging the dog. It would never, ever happen in a professional locker room. There's a time and a place for all that, and everybody is respectful to it. But to ignore your own shortcomings and use that as a crutch, it's disgraceful. And
Billy,
allow it to happen on your team. It's
Billy,
it's
you would talk to that player, wouldn't you?
Definitely. And that's the thing. They should have talked to him beforehand.
So yes.
You know that they're going to talk about this.
Yeah.
And help him. Prepare him with some answers so he's prepared for it. But then afterwards, definitely got to talk to him, let him know that.
There was no part of this they were prepared for, Christian, other than talking for 5 months about how amazed Brett Brown was at the conditioning of Embiid and Ben Simmons' new attitude and the outside shooting and Shake being the brains of the offense and all that. All of it was pure garbage. Do you understand that, Christian? All of it was bull.
When you're drowning, you do anything you can to survive, and he's dog paddling right now. They need an Olympic swimmer.
I like it, Christian. Christian, stay with that metaphor and really played it hard. You know what that's called, Al? That's aggressive.
It's aggressive.
He was aggressive. Yeah. Can't stop using the word, Al.
Yeah.
Since Ruben said it, I use it like 10 times a day now. Jason's on live. Hi, Jason.
Yo, Ange.
What's up, my brother?
It's just crazy. Brett Brown put a towel over his face. I don't want him watching his team play the game. Put him in the bathroom. Do something with him. He's a mush. And it's incredible. Neto, Joel Embiid, you can talk so much about all the flaws to this team. But when you keep putting Neto and Korkmaz in and taking guys out who are hot, it's absurd. It makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah, Neto got a lot of playing time, right, Billy?
Yeah.
More than you would want to give him?
I mean, I think Brett lost confidence in Shake and, went back to Neto a little bit.
Wait a minute. He just set his whole he had 5 months. He lost. How long did that take?
Well, within the game. I think he'll go back to him the next game. I think within that game.
Oh, really?
I know Brett Brown's not a crane operator, but he's definitely looking for his next quality career. Maybe he can go down to the Naval Foundry for that.
We didn't even bet you. He got 41 out of Embiid, and it wasn't enough.
Played a great
41
year.
And 20.
Yeah.
41 and 20, and they lost by 6.
Yeah.
And the other team was missing two starters.
I know.
Well, Embiid did play a great game, but then if you look closer, and Billy can account to this, on the switches, he's not there. He's not picking up on defense. It's effort and it's heart. It's he's lethargic at times, and it hurts the teams on defense.
Everybody,
everybody
goes in and they try to put him in a pick and roll on the defense, especially late in the game because he tends to sag back.
Okay.
And so if you got a guy that can shoot the basketball, you run a pick and roll, Embiid's going to be back off of him. You can shoot. Or if you do a pin down with Embiid or Horford, they're not going to show, so your shooter's going to get open.
Wow.
See, and that's what leads me to Brett Brown, because
what's
he's
the word?
Telling you one thing. A donkey. He's a donkey.
I like it. Donkey. Al, I enjoy the word donkey.
Aggressive.
I even like jackass. Aggressive. I like jackass. I like donkey. I like it all. Good one, Jason. I'm telling you, Al, I'm so frustrated with the guy.
Because he talks his way into trouble.
Yes.
Because all they... Look, this was the worst if you consider this an opening game.
Yeah.
It's the worst opening game since Kapler with the Phillies. Because all he changed right. was he changed Shake and he changed Simmons. And they both blew up in his face.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
And it's like, what the...
and Al, he didn't need to say anything. Just start Shake.
He didn't.
And you know,
just
like
start,
say,
but he
he's
made
my
a big
guard.
Deal. Yeah. In other words, he put the spotlight. Here's where the spotlight is. And they blew up.
And when
everywhere he pointed the light was terrible.
Yes. And when the kid had a terrible first game, right. your franchise leader barked at him on the court instead of helping him.
Yeah, exactly
now,
right.
A weird thing's going to happen in our next segment, Al. I have a call from a man named Alan in Belmar.
Belmar.
That's where that gym is, where they were kicking in the boarded
plywood.
Maybe he's at the gym.
I'm going to tell you something right now, all right? And I am not looking for trouble with those big guys who lift the weights at that gym. If that guy that runs that gym is not in prison for violating the governor's edict and knocking down the boarded up and just opening his gym in complete defiance of every law, I'm going to be extremely disappointed. But not to the point where I will ever drive into Belmar and challenge those people.
I didn't think so.
Yeah. You got to be careful here. You know, I might get the. They're all. None of them wear masks there either. I don't know what they're doing. 215-592-9494. When we come back, who's on the hot seat? WIP Sports Time 9:17.